For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here till 11 o'clock. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. No holiday for us.
No.
But we do have a couple Saturdays coming up that I'll be away. So just giving you, I have to help my kid move. Isn't that fun?
Woo.
But we're here today till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842 is the number. And we were on with Chris. And he was dealing with a JPEG files that basically would open his camera app, right, Chris?
Yes, it opens in the camera. Camera scanner. Hang on a second.
Camera scanner. Yep. So it's usually a file association issue, and you say, no, it's more than that, right?
Yeah, it opens in the scanners and cameras app. When I looked online, this just happened yesterday, so I didn't explore it that far.
Mm-hmm.
There, I got some hits about it being a problem, but the solutions I tried did not work, and those were amongst them.
So you tried to change your default app for JPEG files?
Yes.
And
it actually was blank. It didn't have anything in there, so I changed it to Microsoft Photos. Is that the app?
Yep, the photo app is a good one. Sure.
Yeah, yep. And that's not helping. I have it open in front of me.
All right, maybe change it to open them in Microsoft Paint. Mm-hmm. There's an app in there called Paint. Maybe use that.
Paint. Okay, let me get here.
And you're not using Photoshop, are you, Chris?
No.
Okay.
That was running through Firefox, if that makes any difference. Okay, Photo Viewer.
Photoshop is running through Firefox?
No. Proton Mail.
Okay, no, that doesn't make any difference. So again, you've got the Proton Mail. You're trying to open a picture file. And again, it's bringing up the camera app.
Okay.
Yeah, so we think we should
tell you. So I just changed it over to Paint.
Yep.
Let's open up Firefox again, try and download. Nope. Scanners and Cameras comes up.
Have you rebooted in a while?
Have I rebooted? Yes, I have. I can do it again if you'd like.
You've almost, almost like you've set the association, then maybe reboot the system because it's...
Did you want to reboot it afterwards? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I want to make sure it sticks because something's not sticking. Are you trying to find something else, Dennis, on this one?
This is very specific, and it looks... It's not obeying the settings that he's given him.
Right.
All right. So Windows is hallucinating.
That's true.
Pretty much the case.
Because typically it's as simple as that. You apply it. Now, there's another tool that Dennis has recommended before for viewing JPEGs.
It's called Earphone View.
Right.
Earphone View?
Earphone. It's spelled
Earphone,
it's spelled Irfanview. The guy who invented it a long time ago is Turkish, and that name is pronounced Irfan. Irfan. So it's Irfan View, and we can post a link to that.
And then
if
you
install that, the installation wizard gives you an opportunity to set the file association, and it will handle it programmatically for you.
Right.
Okay.
So that might help you, too.
I'm assuming that... You're going to have a link on the website after this?
Yeah, we'll put a link up to that. So try rebooting and see if the association's stuck.
I am just opening it up now.
Oh, wow. It's a pretty fast machine there.
Yeah.
It's actually old. It's an old Lenovo, probably 4 years old.
Okay. Still working well then, except for this. But file associations, they do change. You got to ask yourself, how the heck did that happen? And it's some software did something and just said, I want to take over this. I found it happened to me as a user. You know, you too, right, Dennis? All of a sudden, association just changes. And that's kind of scary. Now, have you downloaded the file? Is it local? Why do you keep opening Proton Mail?
No, it won't let me download. That's the issue.
Oh, you said it was opening was the issue.
Well, right. No. It maybe I'm confused in terms.
That's okay.
When I'm in the email itself and I can see the photo, I double click the file to actually get inside the photo, it opens in whatever it's opening in, whether it's opening in Firefox or in Proton. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's opening it, but when I hit the download button in order to save it someplace,
it gives you a camera.
That's when that opens. Yeah.
Ah, well, that's why all these associations aren't changing anything, because it's not. You're not doing the same thing. The action of downloading is opening the camera app. That's different than what we were trying to fix.
Okay.
You should see the look on Dennis's face. People are like, what is up with Dennis? He's puzzling and puzzling, and his puzzle is hurting.
So right now I have it open, and it's a light screen with the photograph in the center of it.
Yep, so you can see the picture.
Then there's the little download arrow in the upper right-hand side. When I click that, the Scanners and Cameras window opens. And I have a choice for fresh head device, scan profiles, and properties. Shows me my network scanner.
Dennis has got an idea.
Hold on. Stop everything.
Stop the presses.
What's going on is this is a preference in Firefox, where Firefox says, I've got a JPEG file. What do you want me to do with it?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
What you want is to download the file.
Right.
You don't want Firefox to ask another program to do something with it.
Right.
All right. So we've got to find a way, find
within
a place
Firefox
to tell you how to set Firefox to stop mucking with JPEG files and just download the things.
Mucking with an M.
Yep.
Okay. Yes. I've worn mucking boots before, so I'm familiar.
All right. So that does make sense. So, yeah, we're trying to solve a problem that was not the problem. We're going to see if Firefox has a setting that needs to be modified, Chris. And that
so it's Firefox.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a Firefox setting.
So if I open it, and I thought I tried opening this in Chrome, and I had the same issue. Hang on.
That'd be a good test
if
you can do
Chrome.
That.
Yeah, I'm doing it as we speak.
There you go. Because if it works in Chrome, we're just going to tell you to use Chrome.
I would do the same. So.
That's a weird setting.
It's called changing download actions.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Firefox. And I finally got a support article about how to manage that.
Nice. Changing.
Of course, it was not the first article that I got.
Mm-mm.
It's like number 10 or 12 on the page.
Nice job.
Yeah, that AI that Google's got is just spot on.
They're perfect stuff. Good stuff. So we'll put the link up for this too so you know what we're talking about.
Right.
And you might learn something and see what can happen here. But you're doing it in Chrome and it should work.
Here with me here. I'm getting 2MFA, whatever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about troubleshooting, this is a big issue when it comes to our field, right? So we're trying to fix a problem for you. And you described the problem great. You're an end user describing the problem, but it wasn't the problem. So we could have spent 2 hours, let's say, banging our heads to try to figure out why you can't see a JPEG, even though it's associated to the right tool. And it all has to do with your download. And again, in our field, we just take over people's computers. We'll just say, hey guy, can we connect to your system so we can see what you're doing? And then boom, all of a sudden,
problem solved. And I'm sure sometimes when people call in and ask us to fix something, the last thing they want to do is to have to retread it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But to be honest with you, it's very often the only way that we really know what's going on.
Yeah.
And you know, once we do, then we can give you a good solution.
Yeah. So is it working?
Okay, it opened. Hang on, I'm hitting the button.
All right.
And no, I meant to save ads. It's asking me.
Save ads.
Yes,
Firefox.
That's what you want.
It's Firefox. Yeah, there it is, Chris. So
okay,
we'll put a link as to how to fix it on Firefox, or you can just use Chrome.
Yeah. No, that's all right.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I have a fast one for you. Before you go, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and you always discuss ancient hardware. Mm-hmm. My first computer, if I'm right, this is probably back in the late 80s, mm-hmm. was a Timex Sinclair.
Okay.
I've never heard you mention those.
Nope, that goes so far back.
I've actually used one once.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It was a long time ago.
Well, yeah, it was hooked up to a black and white tube TV mm-hmm. with a Radio Shack cassette player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the TRS-80s you used to use with a cassette player, too.
Yep.
I have a TRS-80, actually, yeah.
I used one of those, too.
We've come a long way, Chris.
I actually owned a color computer, Tandy color computer.
Wow.
Yes, I remember those, yeah.
All right, so now we're going down memory lane.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
Okay. All right,
Chris.
So once again, I thank you guys. You do a great job.
Thank you. Our pleasure. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break here. Maria, hang on. We'll get to your call. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. And we're here till 11 o'clock. And we appreciate you guys calling. 860-522-9842 is the number. And real quick on that last call, right? So the more we just think about what we do as troubleshooters, you know, the fact that Dennis, we're going through this, and you could see he was perplexed as to the issue, right? And, you know, the caller has, you know, saying one thing about the problem, and we're saying, you know, Microsoft is just refusing then. You know, you even said the operating system is hallucinating. You're saying it's refusing to do what we've told it to do by having the right file association. And the problem with troubleshooting is that we've had such experience with the Microsoft operating system not doing what it's supposed to be doing and doing all these weird things all the time or breaking right out of the blue that, I mean, that's unfortunately where we've been conditioned to go. In our careers, it's like it's not working the way it's supposed to. Well, yeah, that's Microsoft.
Well, just this week I was talking about a setting off the air, talking about a setting that I had to change to fix somebody's computer at Tab.
Yeah.
And then it just was not doing what it's supposed to do.
Right.
I mean, I changed the setting. You're supposed to do this now.
Right.
Didn't happen.
Nope.
So I had to hand it off and another technician took a look and mm-hmm. he knew, well, that setting is now in a different place.
Right.
But Microsoft doesn't tell you that anywhere.
Right.
And they left behind the old setting that is no longer honored.
So you're playing with the levers and the knobs and nothing's changing.
I can change a setting all I want and nothing's ever going to happen because of it. Because they put another setting in another place that now takes precedence over that.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you.
No. So it's one of those things that just drives you nuts and it shouldn't be that bad. But that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Maria, hang on. We'll get to your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're also on the old Facebooks and the YouTubes. We are simulcasting. So you want to check us out there. You can join the conversation. Of course, if you want to be part of the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, just ask and we'll let you in. And of course, if you want to catch a show that you might have missed, well, there's something called podcasting. Thanks to the old, you know, Apple, right? Pod. What were they called?
iPods.
iPods, yes. I don't know why I just had a brain fart on that. But we are podcasting, and you can actually subscribe to our little program and listen to us anytime, anywhere, any place. How cool is that? Modern technology. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out. Let's go to Simsbury next, and Maria. Hey, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I think mine's going to be simple, not for me, but maybe for you guys.
All right. We'll try.
I scanned the document, and it says it's 5.5 megabytes. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to upload it, but then it says the file's too big. And it's only one page. Is there a way to make that smaller?
It's only one page, 5 meg page. Yes, there's a way to make it. You scanned it in too high a resolution.
Oh, but I scanned it in the notes section, and I've done that like 1,000 times before, and it's the same document, and now it's all of a sudden, it's too big.
Well, email systems are also limiting the size of attachments. You're trying to email it, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's
I'm trying to upload it.
Upload it to what?
To a system.
That system's got a
that
setting, too.
That system probably just won't take anything bigger.
So one page, if you
it's
scan
the
it.
Same document.
No, we hear you.
It probably worked fine before.
Yeah, but they
somebody said, changed something somewhere, and now it doesn't. And there isn't really anything that you can do other than lower the resolution. Yeah.
And it's a big problem with scanning and documents, so... They're probably just tired of the space being consumed for one page documents.
Yeah, they
because
may
if
have.
If I try and take a picture, then it does it, but then it's not as clear.
No, just change your scanning resolution. Your resolution on your scanner, wherever you're scanning it, go check it. Check out
using the phone.
Oh, you're using the phone to scan it, so you're taking a picture literally.
Yeah.
Oh.
On the notes section, it does say scan document, so it's a scan. But I'm using the phone, which I have in the past, and it's always worked. But like you said, maybe they changed something, or I'll check the resolution.
In this case, it may be that whatever you're using to scan it is somehow got updated, and it's just making the files larger, either because of the resolution or another factor.
So you can change the picture settings in your phone to be a lower resolution.
You should be able to, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then take a picture of it at a lower resolution, and it'll be a smaller file.
Okay.
That's what comes to mind.
I'll try. For the time I was waiting, I've been like trying to do all sorts of stuff. I'm like troubleshooting. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. The only thing you can do is lower that resolution because it's too big of a file.
Yeah. That would be the way to do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Maria, let us know if it worked.
Have a good day.
You too.
I will.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, somebody changed the setting. You know, a one pager for 5 megs. It's a lot of space is cheap, but it's not cheap.
Well, yeah. And I'm thinking it could be either on the receiving side or it could be in the phone because the app may now
have a limit.
However it's generating the file, it may just be larger now.
Yep. But it is a common thing. And gosh, when scanning became a thing way back when, people were scanning things in such high resolution. remember those days?
And I do.
They're like, we're out of space. And that's when space was really expensive.
Correct.
And you'd find these servers are getting filled with people. Yeah, we're going paperless, Eric. Okay. And they just scanned it in at the highest resolution possible. Or didn't even pay attention to resolution. And before you know it, they fill in their drives with these. Basically, they were able to take an 8.5 by 11 picture, and you could put it you could put it on a billboard because of how high
the resolution is. Yeah,
which is obvious.
And we also bump into problems where people are emailing them, and they're too large for somebody's email service, and it isn't yours.
No,
there's nothing you can do other than ask the recipient to somehow get a larger message size.
Right, allow it. Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Waterbury with a QuickBooks question. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, thank you, guys. Listen to you all the time. Quick question for you. So I've used QuickBooks for many, many years. No longer have any use for it. I was using it for business purposes since no longer in that business.
Mm-hmm.
I do need to keep my records for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so I have received now notice that I need to do an annual subscription update, which is about $1,000. It's $960 or something like that. And is there a way to back up QuickBooks so I have access to it? I talked to QuickBooks, and they said, well, you know, you don't have to back it up every year if you're not doing it, but we can't guarantee you that 5 years, if you need it, that you'll still have access to your data.
Well, yeah, that's the problem.
I love this issue. I love this issue. And this is, right. I have an even crazier story after we try to fix your issue, but this is a problem.
All right. Which version of QuickBooks were you using when you last worked in this company file?
It is 2 years old.
All right.
So
23.
So probably 23, yes.
All right. What you want to do right now, okay, before you do anything else, go online to Intuit, and you're going to download the installer for QuickBooks 2023. All right?
Okay.
You're going to take that installer. You're going to save it. You're going to back it up, whatever you need to do. Okay?
Mm, yeah.
And keep it with your company file, okay? If you ever do need to read the company file, then install QuickBooks, you know, using that installer, open the company file with it, and away you go. The other thing you're going to have to do is record your product or your license number and your product number that you had when you were using QuickBooks. So you need the installer for the version that you had. You need the license number and the product number. And keep those things with your QuickBooks company file. Just keep them together in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, at any time in the future when you need to run it and see anything in there, you'll be able to install it, you'll be able to execute it, and you'll be able to get into the company file. But don't count on it to be available from them online in the future.
Right.
Because right now they're actually pretty good about going back in time. I think you can go back to like 10 years of versions.
Mm-hmm.
So if I needed to get 2015 right now, I think I can get it, the installer for it. Do not assume that you can do that forever because you may not be able to.
The customer rep I spoke to at Intuit told me that don't assume that it will be available. That, of course they recommend to, if you need, 10 years access in the future, then update every year. That was their solution.
Right.
I mean,
that's baloney.
it's baloney. It is. Yeah.
And that's the whole issue with this whole subscription model, right? And this is happening across all sorts of businesses like yours. In the old days, you'd have the copy of QuickBooks. You'd have it. It'd be on a CD, right? You'd have the copy.
Exactly.
What's a CD? I know it's crazy, but you'd have a physical copy of it, and you'd be able to run it on most older systems. And even that's an issue, right? So the operating system, Microsoft comes up with Windows 38, and who knows if your copy of QuickBooks would work, but that's a different problem. But this whole subscription thing, I have a client who is an executive of a company who's gone out of business. And in order to keep their data running, they have to keep these 2008 servers operational and backed up and protected. Thousands and thousands of dollars are occurring just to keep this old stuff running. Again, your same boat. They got to pay for software maintenance. They got to pay for access to something that's not being used. The company they're is out of business. So, your problem is a big one, though, because QuickBooks is used by lots of folks. And for them to say, well, go ahead, pay us forever, Mark. What's wrong with that?
That was their solution. So to, $10,000 later, 10 years from now, hey, I don't need you guys any longer. Well, thanks for, that $10,000 investment for that.
Right. Thanks for nothing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So just to review, go in, back up the installer, then to copy the product and license number. Is there any advantage to, say, put it on a separate hard drive?
Put all this like on a USB drive and save it.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a vault.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And have it.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. My accountant said, he said, they run into this problem all the time, and what they recommend is just printing it off. But, I don't understand. I mean, it would probably be thousands and thousands of pages.
Isn't that great?
A
paperless society that instead of renting the software, we have to print it out. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, I've had accountants tell some of our clients to print out a company file.
Mm.
No, seriously, how do you do that? You can't. No, you can't.
You can export it.
It's not an answer.
You can export it to Excel, right. I guess.
No.
Yeah, you can.
There's tables upon tables upon tables.
Mm. Yeah, well, that could be the truth.
It will end
maybe
up
not
being a
one.
Mad scramble of spreadsheets. Yeah. How are you ever going to figure that out?
I agree. This shouldn't be a thing,
seriously.
But it is a thing.
And accountants, of all people, know better.
Well, they
right,
like paper.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I mean, okay, here you have a paper. But, you know, let's just say that you needed, you know, to go ahead and access this, you know, 5 years from now. How are you going to get data from thousands of layer sheets?
Right. Yeah. This shouldn't be a thing, but it is a thing. And it's all because of the subscription model everything's gone to. And they want you to pay for something you don't need. And that's just a mess. Yeah. It shouldn't be a thing.
Oh, and one last thing I want to tell you and everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. Do not, under any circumstances, and I mean this 100%, do not go onto Google and search for QuickBooks download.
Right.
Do not do it ever in your life.
Right.
Period.
Right.
We just posted a link to the official Intuit download site for the product.
Right.
I have actually seen customers that want to get QuickBooks installed on a new computer, let's say, and they they Google it and they download it, and what they've ended up installing is a malicious version of it that some scammer has put together,
right?
And they got it out into Google's listings, and then they told that they need to make a phone call to activate their software.
Yeah.
And then we end up getting the phone call later because something went wrong.
Yeah.
And I just feel bad because you cannot search for QuickBooks anymore. You can't do it.
Get it from the right spot.
Yep.
So good luck, Mark. I appreciate this issue. It's a big one.
Yeah, thanks. So I'll go through that. And if I have any issues, I'll circle back with you. But thanks again. Always appreciate your input. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll be here a couple of years in the future.
We'll see.
You need to install it again.
Yeah. Maybe Blumenthal can take this up.
I hope I will as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
All righty. Take care, guys.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Maybe we can get Blumenthal on this, right? I mean,
maybe. Maybe we can figure out how to get some cameras in front of him so that he'll go for it.
The scourge of forcing you to rent your software you no longer need. But it is a thing. And it shouldn't be a thing. But it's allowed, right? Just like the quality of software, you can have the crappiest software on the planet. There's no warranty on it. Here it is. Use it as is. It may not work tomorrow. And if you want to get at your data, even if you don't even need it anymore, we want to be paid anyways. I mean, what a deal, man. We're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. And Dennis and I was talking about this issue further off air. You know, these software companies should be forced to have free readers.
Right.
Right? You buy a free reader. You hear, I'm done with your software. I need the free reader. It's for archival reasons. I'm not going to edit anything. I'm not going to run my business on it. But if someone needs to look at it.
You need to be able to get some of the information out of it. Yeah.
That should be a thing. And, of course, it's not. Of course, if you don't pay for the subscription, your software stops working. And you can't. It's just nuts. Why should they force you? There ought to be a law, Dennis. And I'm a libertarian. Right? I don't want more laws.
True.
But in this case, it's so silly. I mean, we come across it, people having to maintain, and there are systems out there that are having to be maintained, and they're a risk. You can't patch them. You can't update them because you'll not be able to run the software that you have to maintain because the company data is in it. Lots of issues there when you've got this risky operating system that Microsoft says they're not going to patch anymore, and you've got a 2008 server running out there because you have to maintain the data or maintain the software. That goes against everything we do as an IT company. You're like, no, you shouldn't. I need it. I need to look at it from time to time. Well, it's in your network and the bad guys are going to try to find a way into it.
Right.
All because there's no way to read the software. In the old days, you were more siloed. Your systems and your servers were in your four walls, not connected to the interwebs. And you didn't have some guy from Uzbekistan trying to get into your system. So it's crazy. We got four lines wide open. Do you have anything you want to bring up, Dennis, news-wise that you thought was cool? If not, I got one.
Go ahead.
All right. So 1.6 million people had their Social Security numbers, their life chapter and verse, stolen from an insurance IT biz.
What?
So they thought it was only 800,000 folks, but no, it looks like it's 1.6 million. So it's always
a factor of two.
Always. A Texas firm that provides back-end IT support services for American insurers has admitted twice as many people had their info stolen from it than previously disclosed. And, of course, that's thanks to the folks in Maine. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have known this if it wasn't for the folks in Maine. But they informed the Maine state regulators that 1.6 million people were impacted. Now, here's the issue. This was the IT support company for these insurance companies, right? Big targets. Your IT people are big targets because they yes. know you have access to lots of companies.
Right.
I mean, Kaseya was recently enough impacted by their RMM tool being hacked, meaning the bad guys had access to anybody running Kaseya's RMM tool.
Right.
So the issue is always the weakest link. So you have to decide. Do you have internal IT that may not be up to date and on top of all the issues that are out there? Or do you have external IT that is seeing all sorts of compromises and problems out there, yet they technically have access to hundreds of potential victims? It's tough.
It is. It's very tough.
So, you know, this poor company called Landmark in Texas is dealing with the fact that they now are going to try to give away or provide 12 months of credit monitoring and $1 million of insurance reimbursement if they can prove any harm, and manage ID theft recovery services. So and across lots and lots of folks, that can be an expensive thing. So we'll put the link up there for you. But thanks to the state of Maine, we know about this. And again, your Social Security number being out there, I mean, who doesn't have it? You know, both Dennis and I went to UConn. They used our Social Security numbers as our student IDs.
Right.
And they're probably still in the system.
Oh, yeah. They have to be.
Yeah. Which I would rather they not be.
How else are they going to organize their records, though? Because everything they put in to their systems about us back then all had that Social Security number attached.
And I remember walking up to the door, and you know, you'd see your grades posted on the doors of the class you were in, and all my Social Security number.
Yeah, it was all right there.
Not your name, though, just your number. So I guess that was safe, I guess. But we'll put this link up here for you guys, and it's a never-ending battle of ID theft and identity theft. And, you know, if you wonder what's happening, this is on the dark web.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ouch.
It's not good. Anything else you want to bring up before we talk about
the I got a story about something going on in Florida.
Ah, Florida man.
Okay.
Yeah.
We remember that back in the UK, they recently passed a law mandating encryption or decryption backdoors for the government.
Right.
Into all kinds of services. And Apple had a confrontation with the UK government over it, and they pulled their iCloud encryption service for anyone in the UK.
Right.
You can't have encrypted data with them anymore because of it there. Mm-hmm. Now, Florida wants the same thing. They are drafting legislation to mandate encryption backdoors for the Florida state government.
Of all the governments.
And once again, these people just do not understand what they're even dealing with.
Right.
Because any encryption method, end-to-end encryption, there is no back door.
No.
If it's properly implemented, there's no back door.
And of course,
so the companies can either provide the service to people in Florida or not.
Right.
That's it.
And did they name this bill the we're going to make you less secure bill? No,
it's the Protect the Children Act or something like that. It's all about children.
It's all about the children. Social media use by minors. So in the name of the children, they want less security. We understand you're trying to protect folks, obviously, who are trafficking in the most nasty stuff out there. We understand that.
And we also don't want terrorists to be able to communicate with each other encrypted.
Correct.
Without being detected. I mean, that's not what we're in favor of, but... No. When you have end-to-end encryption, it is what it is.
Right. And most people, since the dawn of time, assumed conversations, the default was private. Not, hey, can George Orwell take a look at what you're saying? So hopefully this doesn't happen in Florida, because it's not how encryption's supposed to work. It's not how conversations are supposed to work. So we'll see what happens, and we'll put the link to the stories up there as well. I want to thank Carolyn for producing today. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything on Facebook and Twitter for us, and thank Dennis, of course, here internally for posting everything over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. If you ever miss a show, you can go ahead and go get the Odyssey app or whichever podcasting app you get and subscribe to our little program, and we can be with you anywhere, anytime. Yeah. You can listen to us whenever. We can even put you to sleep. I hear it works. Have a great Easter.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
We'll see you next Saturday.